When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following podcast has been rated listener MA. It contains strong language, violence, adult situations, nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
Would you rather give up cheese or blowjobs for the rest of your life?
Blowjobs all day.
I'm the same.
I'm fucking
yeah, way. They hurt my jaw.
Blank. Rejected name for condoms.
Gosh, I don't know. Cock koozies, jizz mittens, ham holsters, kidnappers.
Yeah, try it now! try it now!
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast. Yeah.
Man, we're in good moods
we're
today.
We're in good moods all today. Right. Hi, I'm your host. My name is Scotty Gurman, and alongside me, I have two excellent stand-up comedians. First, he hates vaginas and loves penises, Mr. JP.
Oh, I got the applause and the fucking watch out.
Look,
you
look
are
at this
getting
shit.
Good.
I'm on this shit, man.
My God.
And another very funny stand-up comedian. In fact, he's the only one that actually travels and actually does comedy things. Please welcome Mr. Mike Baldwin.
Hey. Hi, everybody.
Yes.
Happy 420, belatedly.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Who got high? Raise hands.
Yeah.
That's right. I did, too. But I didn't smoke anything.
No, you ate it.
I ate it.
Got it, kid.
But anyways, welcome in another episode of the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast. If this is the very first time you've ever listened to one of these shows, this is a comedy podcast where we like to make very inappropriate jokes about the current events that are going on in sports, and very inappropriate jokes that have nothing to do with sports whatsoever. JP, if you click that pen
one more
fucking time,
God,
I'll kill you.
Bless.
That's why mine's a twisty.
Yeah.
No noise at all, but I still get to fidget.
They don't work as good, man.
Uh-huh.
Grab a twisty. It's right there.
Yeah, but it doesn't work because if you write with it, it just pushes down.
Well, there's no writing.
Yeah, exactly. What are you doing writing? Because this is also an adult podcast. We like to use foul language, make loud
Fuck.
Noises, and offend people who have very thin skin. So if you're one of those people, you're in the wrong place. Get the fuck out of here. Thank you. Goodbye. Woo! What a kickoff to the show already, boys.
I mean, yeah. To tell you. Yeah. I can tell this is going to be a banger.
This is going to be a banger.
Turn this up in your headphones, kids.
That's right.
You're going to want to not want to miss this.
Except in mine. Turn mine down.
Yeah, because Mike has sensitive ears.
I said I don't remember if I said this on the show, but I said a funny thing on stage the other night about dating apps and stuff. Mm-hmm. And how, like, I'm overweight, but I'll still judge somebody else. I'll still swipe through a dating app and be like, no fatties. And I said that on stage, and it actually got a pretty good response.
Good.
I was surprised.
Yeah, that's why
there must not have been a lot of fatties there.
Exactly. You know, but there were.
But there the were. Thing. There were a lot of fatties. But I counted them.
Even they laughed at it because they know that they do the same thing when they're swiping. They're like, no, this guy's too fat for me.
Mike's guarding the door about people entering the comedy show, and he's just like, nope,
nope.
Not you.
Nope.
Absolutely not.
I have a joke that you will not like.
Oh, shit. But no, man, we've got a lot on this week's episode. We've got, you know, obviously some current events to go over. Never have I ever, that's where I draw the line, questions, increment, preguntas, and as always, a good draft and a shitty situation to round things up. But for what it's worth, this is the third episode in a row to have all three of us. Fourth. Fourth or third?
I don't remember. Third,
it's
I guess.
Third, I think. Yeah, I think it's third.
Yeah, so
I don't know.
Sorry,
third,
everybody.
And I'll tell you how I know.
Because you're on a four.
Because I won the draft with me, you, and Derek.
That's right.
And then I've won it three times with Mike.
That's true.
So that would make four. Counting today, spoiler alert, I fucking won again. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I know, right? It's fucking ridiculous.
I don't care.
Good. Honestly. I don't give a fuck if you care.
That's,
I care.
That's what I like about this show is that none of it really matters.
Exactly.
Oh, it may not matter to you, but this is all I got, man.
But anyways, we're going to kick this episode off like we always do. We call it our week recap. We like to tell you what happened to us over the last week. And we always start with a very anticlimactic guy who doesn't do a fucking thing ever, Mr. JP.
Man, I really need to get out more. You know what I mean? Really, I do.
Yeah, dude. What the fuck?
Man, I can't think of much
I've done.
Did you conquer some video game tasks?
No, I've been playing NHL hockey.
Those are the best.
Yeah, I've been playing that a lot.
Hockey games are the fucking best.
Yeah, not much other than that.
Like, the NBA games are shit, and then the Madden is the same exact thing for the last, 25 years.
Dude, they changed, two things, and it fucks up the whole game, yes. And then they're like, fuck it, release it anyway.
Exactly.
And we'll fix it in 6 months.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's fucking stupid. Dumb. But everybody buys it, so they're like, what am I, fuck it, who cares?
That's the noise I make when I decide to sleep with a chubby girl. I'm like, meh.
You know what? Right, I was going to swipe right, but fuck it.
Fuck it. But no, I actually did something relating to your week, because I'm assuming you smoked weed, yes, played video games, and bowled, right?
I did all of those things.
So I ended up in a old Chicago yesterday. By the way, this is a Sunday recording.
I love me some old Chicago. Okay, dude.
But it's the last couple times I've been, it's been just trash.
Dude. Well, I take that back. It's been a good 3 or 4 years since I've been to one.
Oh, but God, it was longer than that for me. And somebody suggested, and I was like, oh, all right, sure. So we go into old Chicago, and I'm just sitting up at the bar waiting for these other guys to show up. And what do you have it on ESPN? Fucking bowling.
Yeah, man. The World Championships are going on right now. World Series of Bowling.
And those guys suck. I think you could have beat them. Yes. Oh, dude. One of the scores was 260 to 255.
I mean, that's...
Dude, that's really good. That's only missing twice.
Okay.
Well, out of 12 frames,
you've bowled a 300 before, dipshit.
So have they.
Oh, I'm sure they have.
300 of them.
That's like watching a football game and being like, why don't they get a touchdown? Down every time.
Yeah, right.
It's there's more to it than that.
Yeah.
I just was looking at the final scores. I really can't watch bowling, but the whole thing is anytime I see a professional bowling thing on ESPN, I'm like, there is a 50-50% chance that those guys went to Wichita State.
Yeah, dude, it's got a great pro. It's true. It is true. A lot of Wichita State products out there.
I should have some kind of regard for what they do.
Yeah, man. Did you go to Wichita State?
I did not. but that's why I'm not on TV.
But did you start bowling really young?
When I couldn't even walk. My parents owned a bowling alley when we were little.
And you weren't good enough to go to Wichita State?
I didn't say that. I said I didn't go.
Oh, okay, there we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
I applied for Harvard.
It's not that I wasn't good enough to go. It was that I wasn't smart enough to go.
Oh, that
you
makes
see what I'm saying.
I don't believe that. Nah. You just didn't have good enough grades. You're very smart, but that's the grades. That's why college is a scam.
You're probably like me. Like, we have great potential, but we don't apply ourselves. Boom.
Boom.
That's 100%.
That's why we're both comedians.
Uh-huh. I'm like, wait, all I got to do is talk?
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah. I can do that for 30 years.
100%. All right. Did you eat anything cool? Did you watch anything cool? Don't say a dick because I know you didn't. Nobody wants you.
You watched a dick?
No. Oh. Eat a dick.
No.
No, you didn't do anything?
I mean.
What is wrong with you, man?
I really don't know, dude. I really don't know. I've been trying to figure that out for years.
So legitimately, doing this show is the highlight of your
week.
That's
what I told you. That's what I said. I wasn't kidding.
Now I understand why you want to help out with the show.
Yeah, I'll throw the draft for you this week, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I won't even try.
I won't either.
You guys are pieces of shit, both of you.
Okay, fine. Well, how about you, Mike? I know you did some comedy.
I did do comedy at Vorshay's. I worked with a dude named Nick Hoff, who was really funny.
That's good.
As far as eating stuff, I'm doing low carb still, so it's just all been meat shit.
Yeah.
The first place I go when I go to the grocery store is the clearance meat section.
Never get the clearance meat.
It's
going to expire tomorrow. So you can either cook it today or freeze it today. Yeah. And
they're full of shit. It's not.
Oh, yeah. It'll last longer because they don't want to get sued.
Exactly.
You know? So I got some stew meat, which is basically like steak cut into little cubes. Mm-hmm. And then I got some packages of bacon, and I wrapped bacon around each individual cube. And then I broiled it and then flipped it and broiled it. It was like crispy on the outside and steak in the middle. They were fucking good.
Oh, man, that sounds delicious right now.
Yeah, you can dip them in like ranch or whatever.
That's
or
way better sauce than my week. What the fuck?
You're like, you fuck, all this shit? I ate food too.
Yeah, man.
JP's eating ramen noodles.
Bacon wrap, but hot pockets. That's
JP's diet. Ramen noodles, hot pockets, and like cereal.
Chicken
like
nuggies.
A big ass bowl of cereal. That's what I see. Dude. Like Fruit Loops. That's what you got.
I used to eat cereal every night before I went to bed, but now I'm lactose intolerant all of a sudden.
Oh, that sucks.
Can't do that anymore.
Colorblind, lactose intolerant.
What's
gay.
Not wrong with me? Gay. I mean, gay. Basically, yeah. I'm just lucky to be upright at this point, yes. I feel like.
And if you fall down, I'll weekend at Bernie's your ass all the way back
thanks,
up there.
Man.
You bet.
Appreciate that.
Sorry, Mike, to interrupt the rest of your week.
I've never that had was anything it. Important no. to say.
Literally, bacon-wrapped fucking stew meat
I mowed the lawn at my grandma's house.
That's always
I'm
fun.
Always pretty proud of that. I wish I had my own house so I could mow my own lawn and
let me tell you,
like, make it look good.
I don't know if you want to. I just mowed my lawn and it's not fun.
I'm surprised you didn't make your wife do that.
Why? That's one of my chores.
I like mowing.
That might
lawns.
Be your only fucking chore.
No.
What if else? Anybody what lives in the Wichita do? Area take and wants the their lawn mowed with with your lawnmower,
yeah, there you go.
I will do it for a negotiable price.
There you go.
I don't want to say a price because then that's what happened before. I made some posters with a neighbor friend of mine, and this dude with like 3 acres was like, $20, huh? All right. And we spent like 3 days mowing this guy's lawn.
Oh, fuck.
So, yeah, none of that.
Yeah,
but
yeah, exactly.
Anyway, yep, weed. I celebrated 420 every single day of my life and did comedy shows. And I had a few things go, I wouldn't say viral, but close to 1 million views on Reddit over nice. Over the last week. Here's the thing. I posted this video that was about me trying meth when I was in high school.
Yep, saw that one.
And it's the highest video I've ever gotten on Facebook. It got like 200,000 views on Facebook, like tens of thousands on fucking Instagram, even got like 50 likes on X, which never happens. Mm-hmm. Like, and on TikTok, which is where I get a majority of my views, it didn't go over 100.
Yeah.
And I can't understand why, because it's all about cocaine and meth and shit. But I talk about all sorts of inappropriate shit, and TikTok shows it to everybody. And for whatever reason, I even posted it a second time.
Maybe there's a mistake in the matrix. Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm still dumbfounded.
Being a professional at the TikTok algorithm, I can probably tell you that's exactly why. They have the ability to recognize certain words and then actually...
Meth is one of them.
Meth or any kind of drugs.
But what are big things. You would think there would be like counselors and stuff being like, if you're a meth addict or whatever and you need help, and TikTok's like, nope, they said meth.
Yeah. Well, that's how they do it. That's how they screen. That's how the algorithm works. There's a good reason. Like one of our funniest videos from like years ago... It's has some choice language in it about a particular topic. It's the funniest fucking thing all three of the people on the show at the time were laughing our asses off.
Is it about blowjobs and cheese or whatever?
It's definitely not. It's not that one. That one is ridiculous, but it was along the lines of drugs, but it doesn't really matter. Anything else? Did you do anything else at all?
No.
None of you.
No.
These are the most worthless people on the face of the planet. Ladies and gentlemen, comedians.
What'd you do, man, besides golf?
You know what? I didn't golf today.
Okay.
So
I'm surprised.
This is a Sunday episode, which I always love the Sunday episodes because we basically get to do whatever the fuck we want and take as long as we want. Saturday, which in Wichita, Kansas, yesterday, Saturday,
55 degrees,
was fucking cold and windy.
Yeah.
It sucked. But I got invited to go play golf, and I drove over as much native fucking grass as I possibly could.
Atta kid.
Not a single person said anything. What, it's absolutely amazing. What, you got the same amazing. Course? No, fuck no.
Okay,
No, I'll probably not go to that course for a while, just for the off chance that I see that motherfucker again. But no, we played here at a city course at Tex Consolver, which is, it's not in good shape right now. The greens were fucking aerated.
Probably because everybody's driving all over the fucking grass.
Yeah, exactly. Respecting shit.
Yeah, no, the greens were aerated, and that's the worst.
That guy needs to come to that course.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And yell at those people.
Fucking get shit in order.
Yeah. I did aerating for a summer, aerating and verticutting.
Yeah.
And then I quit in dramatic fashion one day. And I was just like, I can't do this.
It's just, you can't, I mean, and I played well. I shot an 88 on aerated greens, which I'm happy with. No, 85. I apologize. 85 on aerated greens. And so I played really well, but.
Right, I know. That doesn't sound as good as a 260.
Yeah, it doesn't, right?
That's what the bowlers got.
Yeah.
You're worse at golf than they are at bowling.
But
why don't you try to get a 300?
The coolest part is I ended up going to a local bar here that is called Side Pockets. And it's a pretty fucking big bar. I mean, it's pretty big, but they're known for having a whole bunch of pool tables.
Are you looking at me because he said local bar?
No, because he said Side Pockets. I go to a bar called Back Pockets. I don't know if it's the same place.
It's not.
Oh, okay.
No.
I'm just looking for a nice person with a front pocket.
Yeah. Pass.
Side Pockets is like side pocketing. It's
pool tables.
It's a bunch of pool tables, but it's kind of the go-to for my work people after work on a Friday. After we get off, we go to Side Pockets, have a couple beers, and so it doesn't matter.
Cool, man.
I don't
There's a reason why I'm bringing this up, and the main reason why is because I had another listener recognize me at the bar.
My god, that poor guy.
Actually, no, I've actually ran into him a couple of times before, or at one other time before.
Stalker.
No, definitely
I
not.
Ran into him
definitely
somewhere
not. No, he plays for South Dakota State University. I believe he's a defensive back, if I remember correctly. But so as you can imagine, he's like 6 feet tall.
So he plays for South Dakota State. What the fuck's he doing here?
They just won the national championship in football this last year.
So
but what's he doing in Wichita?
He's from
celebrating,
Kansas. Yeah, he's from Kansas. Yeah.
It's like his version of Mike Tyson going to Disneyland.
Yeah, right.
It's
yeah.
Like, I'm going to Wichita.
That's a very famous line from a song by, I believe, who is it? White Stripes.
Whatever.
But anyways, so it was really cool because I'm there with people that I see every single day being my work people, and he comes up and have a really good interaction and ends up taking a picture. And so I've seen the kid before, and he's awesome. He's a great human being. And I sit back down, and I'm legitimately at a table with my boss, my coworkers, my wife, and all these people who have never seen this happen. Never. They see me every day.
Please,
and
for the love of God, people, stop making Scotty's head bigger.
So good. Oh,
for the love of God.
No, good kid. He was actually at the baseball game that Jeremy Joseph threw out the very first pitch.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, it was really fucking neat. He just so happened to be in Wichita at the time, and it just so happened that it was really cool.
Yeah, man.
But cool. I cannot tell you how awesome that was for me.
No. Short people.
Oh, no. Two of my bosses are just looking, just like mouth dropped, like, are you fucking kidding me? You are such a piece of shit at work, and people like you. And I'm like, yeah, dude.
Hopefully your boss is listening now.
No.
I used to go to Side Pockets all the time because they had free poker night.
Oh, yeah.
And That's all.
It's a good place.
That's all of
that story. They're one of the only places in Wichita that still have jalapeno cheese balls, and they're fucking phenomenal, and that's why I go there.
Nope.
So there was that, but there was this other thing that I obviously, I listen to other podcasts. I obviously don't really listen to ours. I just do it to edit and stuff like that. So I listen to other shows, and one of my favorite shows to every once in a while see clips of is Your Mom's House with Tom Segura and Push.
Yeah.
And, they brought light to something, which I think is an absolute phenomenon. And it made me damn near piss myself laughing so hard. There is a Instagram personality named Caitlin Campbell, who is a very overweight small business owner who makes coffee for a living, and she posts all these videos that are really positive and like really fucking like, hey, this is what I do for a day, and then has like video of her going to the gym and lifting the fucking bar and doing stuff, and she's obviously like 285 pounds of overweight nothingness, and that's not the phenomena. The phenomena is everybody hates that chick. Like the comment section is filled with just delete your fucking account. Like, I hate you. Sending hate from Wichita, Kansas. Sending hate from Australia. Wow. To the point to where there is no positive comments on this bitch's fucking Instagram. Like, what? It's fucking insane. And I'm just like, this is absolutely hilarious.
What's wrong with this lady?
Nothing. She looks like, like a piece of shit. I'm not going to lie.
Because she's fat.
She's fat, short hair, and like Harry Potter glasses.
Gross.
Gross.
And it's so funny because like the ones that are the most popular comments are the ones that like are saying hate from that where I live. So people are actually taking the time out of their lives to leave.
That's just, how fucking, stupid we are as a fucking as a species.
But she's probably into it too, because she's
100%.
She obviously loves. She's in bed at night flicking her bean. Everybody fucking hates
or
me.
She's getting
fucking
money.
Hate me.
She's probably getting money from interactions.
100%. She has to. She has to, because there's like every single post, and it's not just like one. Every single post has over 1,000 comments, and every single one of them is like, "Fuck you, you fucking fat cunt!" Like every one of them.
That's great.
And I'm
I thought I was special because of my TikTok.
No,
guess not.
No. So anyway, so she has a new follower, and that's me. Hmm. So I can participate in the fun that everybody else seems to be having, because that's, you know, something I enjoy doing.
I don't support online negativity.
Yeah, that's okay. You'll get over it eventually. But I also am waiting for the final episode of Shogun to come out, which is this Tuesday. So then I can binge the rest of the fucking season that I wanted to continue to do.
Oh, did you watch the what's the fake Star Wars thing on Netflix?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
That
is one thing I was a really big fan of that I am no longer a big fan.
It's not real Star Wars. It's Zack Snyder's thing where they did the first half. What is the fuck? Oh, Rebel Moon. Mm-mm. No, never even heard of it.
Nope.
It's pretty good. Well, the first half was. It's a Zack Snyder movie, so like he's good at that kind of shit. It's on Netflix, and the second half just came out on Friday.
Oh, okay.
And I have yet to watch it.
Is it Star Wars related?
Not at all. But it's like spaceships and that kind of shit. Yeah. So people are like, "Hey, it's like what Star Wars would have been if they'd have fucking done it different."
Oh well, I'm in. Fuck yeah! I do not like anything new Star Wars at all. The last three movies were shit. But yeah, that's just my opinion. But yeah, that was my week. Hope all of you guys had a great week out there. Yeah, now we get to move on to some headlines, which I don't have very many, and we can expand on all of them as much as we want to. But the first and most important one is the release of the new Detroit Lions football uniforms. Have you seen those?
No.
Have not. Don't care to.
What's wrong with them?
Oh, they're fucking fire, dude. They are so sick, and I am purchasing.
I can't.
They came out. They finally reintroduced the alternate black uniforms.
Oh, yeah.
With a blue Lions helmet with a black lion. It is sick as shit. It's so fucking cool. And I am going to buy a jersey until I figured out how much those goddamn things cost.
Oh, you're still going to buy one.
Oh, I'm still going to buy one, but they're $200.
Oh, wow. Man.
Holy shit.
Dude, you act like that's a lot of money.
I mean, it's not, but it's exactly. for a shirt.
How much did you pay for the one you're wearing right now?
$100, I think. I want to say it was $100.
And that one looks like shit.
No,
so
I got this at Kohl's for $6.99.
This is an actual authentic jersey. Yeah. And have you seen the jersey?
The new ones? Yeah.
That are absolutely getting fucking destroyed.
Fucking destroyed. Yeah.
Yeah. People are sliding into home.
As soon as they slide, they're fucked.
They're fucked. Yeah. It's like, yeah. And I can, it's like, oh, yeah, that makes perfect sense, because this is one of the old ones and it's fucking thick and it's great. The new ones are absolute shit. But yeah, the Detroit Lions fucking jerseys are fucking dope. I can't wait.
Just blue and black. That
yeah, they got a blue helmet with black lion and but they have that's the black, that's the alternative ones. Yeah,
I mean it's fine.
That's fucking sick.
It doesn't make me say any of the words that you're saying. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, new shirts.
They incorporated like two racing stripes down the helmet, which actually is the same kind of racing stripes for a Ford Mustang because of the Ford Field.
Somebody got like a $260,000 bonus for that.
Oh, sure.
For like their design.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like nothing.
Like line. Yeah.
I don't care.
I designed it.
That's fine. I totally don't give a shit. You know what? If you want somebody to design some really cool uniforms, just give me a call. I'll do it for half the price. I don't give a shit. But yeah, there was that. So I'm really pumped. I'm going to probably have that jersey by next week.
I think
week's
we spent
episode.
Far too much time on that.
We did. But did you see the video? I want to move on to Mike Tyson. Did you in the
Logan like running Paul. Sprints or
did
whatever?
Did you see him running? He doesn't look like he can run very fast. Like it just looks
well,
like
here's
a
the thing
very
about here's the thing about Mike Tyson. I don't think he does a lot of running.
Hey, you kind of have
you know
to
what
be in,
I mean?
You kind of have to be in shape though.
He's in
maybe he's
good
in
shape,
good
man.
Enough shape, but he just doesn't like, run.
He used to have to walk with a cane. A lot of people don't realize that. Like Tyson
but
was
not,
so
there's no part of a boxing match where they're like, "All right, on your
and
mark."
And he starts running around the ring.
Even around the ring.
I don't know, the ringing of the bell for this fight, Tyson may sprint directly at the motherfucker and just beat the piss out of him.
I read somewhere, I haven't verified it, that they have to wear like headgear and shit. They're doing it like exhibition style.
No.
That's not true.
No, they're not going to do that. Tyson would never do that. And no, he's not going to let Jake Paul wear headgear either because that would be an advantage. So no, they're not doing that.
Okay, good. Do we know if it's going to be free on Netflix or if it's pay-per-view?
As far as I know, it will just be on Netflix, and they want as many viewers as possible because they want to shatter the record, which was set by Peacock, because Peacock has the highest viewership of any live event, and that was the playoff game this last NFL playoffs.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's what they're trying to shatter, is they're trying to do a live stream, which makes me kind of nervous, because if there's like some technical difficulties for this particular fight, I'll be pissed the fuck off.
I feel like Tyson's strong enough, like even if Jake Paul blocks a thing, like his punch will go through the block and like send the block
absolutely.
Into the guy's head.
He's fucked.
So we have to be like
what my common sense would tell me. Yes,
but here's the thing. I have to be realistic. I do understand that Paul is actually still a boxer. I know he is a talented fighter. He's knocked out MMA guys like they were nothing. And if you fucking knock out Tyrone Woodley, that's still a fucking fighter.
Fuck Tyrone Woodley. Dude, bring him on.
I don't even know who that is.
He was like he was a champ. He was a UFC champion. He's a good
but
striker.
But fucking Jake
and
Paul
he beat
can
him
beat
at,
him up.
At UFC or he beat him at boxing?
Boxing. He knocked him.
Well, I mean, that's fucking different.
So there's a term in fighting. Whenever you hit somebody and knock them out, they go stiff. That's called getting starched, and he starched Tyrone Woodley. Like fucking night.
All right.
And so
but still Tyrone Woodley is like, man, I wish I could kick this guy.
Pretty much. Yeah.
If I could kick you, exactly. You'd be so fucked right now.
Oh, 100%. But the thing is that I have to be grounded and say, okay, but it's still fucking Mike Tyson. This is one of the best fighters, arguably, on the face of the planet who has ever lived whenever he was in his prime.
But that's also what I thought before he bit Holyfield's ear off.
Yeah, but I don't think that was when he was in his prime because he got Don King as a manager who fucked up his head.
And he was obviously hungry.
And yeah, exactly.
They hadn't been feeding him.
Right.
And you know what? Like somebody else made a point to me when we were talking about the fight and saying that Tyson will probably be a lot wiser going into this because it comes with age. And I'm like, well, he is going to be 58 years old.
You don't need to be wise to punch someone in the face once and then fucking...
Just not leaving himself open, understanding that he's 58 years old, and if he gets hit, he can get knocked out. Because that's the thing that goes with age.
That would be the... Like, that's the history-making thing. If he fucking, like, tags Tyson and knocks his ass out, like, unconscious... I mean, that would be the biggest news of the year.
Yeah.
But I would think.
But then people will say, he was knocked out a 60-year-old man who couldn't do that.
Right. Yeah, the people would still hate Jake Paul. If he loses, they're like, what a little bitch. You should have never done it. And if he wins, they're like, come on, dude.
I was going to say, but can you imagine the reverse of that? Can you imagine if Mike Tyson goes in and absolutely beats the shit out of a 28-year-old kid?
Which is exactly what will happen.
And, I mean, that is a legacy that will never die. You will be a legend forever.
Yeah, and that will make a lot of people be like, let's go watch his old fights.
Absolutely.
See how good he... Let's get a Nintendo and play Punch-Out.
And that's the thing that I've been hearing from people is, like, you have... Obviously, our generation grew up with Tyson, right? So we got to see Tyson fight Evander Holyfield and all of these other great fights, and he was a fucking dangerous individual. Jesus Christ. I mean, he was a headhunter. He would just go in and swing for the fences and knock you the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
And the Buster Douglas fight was a complete and total shock. That was, I think it was like the biggest upset of all time, if I remember correctly. But like, now you have these kids that are growing up. Let's say that they're 20, 22 years old. They have never seen Mike Tyson. They don't know who Mike Tyson is.
They've never seen 9/11.
That's true. Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, I know.
They've never seen it.
Yeah.
They'll see another one.
Maybe. But yeah, so I think that's what shocks me is even that we have all of these YouTube videos of Mike Tyson doing absolutely horrible things to individuals in the ring. And it's like, you still, I mean, I understand, but it's still Mike Tyson. I know he's 58. It's still Mike Tyson. The last thing to go is power. That's the last thing to go. And the next thing to go is speed. He's fucking still fast. He's still quicker than shit. I do think that it's a risk for him getting hit. And I think that if he doesn't knock him out in the first two rounds, he's going to probably lose the fight.
Do we know how much money he's getting?
A lot.
But do we know?
No.
Nobody said yet?
I mean, they may have, but I don't know. I have no idea what it is. Hmm. But anyways, so hopefully that's a great fight. I hope Tyson absolutely takes his fucking head off.
Me too. Who is Cam Boozer? Tell me about that guy.
That was going to move on to baseball. It's a really fucking good story. Cam Boozer is now a pitcher for the Boston Red Sox. He actually quit baseball 7 years ago. He tried to go into minor leagues. He never advanced past single A ball. And it's still impressive to get invited to a minor league system. That's still awesome. But if you don't make it past single A ball within like the first 3 or 4 years, then your career is normally washed up. So he decided to go home back to Seattle and start building, like doing construction work with his dad. And then he started playing independent baseball, which is not affiliated with any actual major league team. And just this last week, it was a really awesome thing. He got to pitch in his very first Major League Baseball game. He plays for the Red Sox, and he recorded the very last out, and Red Sox won. So it was just a huge fucking like journey for. I mean, it's a fucking great story. Baseball, in my opinion, is the hardest sport to play professionally. It really is. And the fact that this dude was like out of it and then played for fun at an independent league and then ends up getting on a major league team later. It's a great fucking story. So my hat's off to Cam Boozer. That's a fucking great story. But I think the story that everybody is talking about in social media.
It's all fucking
it's fucking hilarious. We always made the joke. And I think it's a great way to just bring it all back around.
What's the joke?
The joke is that when Caitlin Clark gets drafted to a WNBA team, she's going to make thousands of dollars.
Yeah, what is that, like 70-something thousand a year or something
So basically, her contract that she is going to sign with, I believe it's the Indianapolis Fever. I don't watch WNBA, so I don't know what state it is, but... She's going to make $338,000 over a 4-year period of time, which, and I know it's an incorporate, or it's like inflected. So 1 year she makes this much, the next year she makes more. And then, but it doesn't matter if you average it out, that's $84,000 a year. That's
pretty good.
Shit.
I mean, for me,
shit, dude.
These guys are making fucking
$84,000
a minute.
I was going to say.
People compare the NBA and the WNBA same way that people compare like
men and women. Yeah, we get it.
Yeah.
The WNBA. No,
we get it.
But I mean, it's like.
We get it, Don Draper.
I'm not saying. I'm saying the opposite of what you're saying. Like, they try to make it like it's they're the same. I can't believe they're not. Like making as much money, and it's like they're not even close to the same thing.
No,
like
no
popularity not. Wise, talent wise. Like if they would put the rim at like 8 feet,
yeah, wow.
Then I could see it getting more exciting. Yeah, you know? I will watch it in a few years when it's all dudes.
Yeah, exactly. Because then it'll be somewhat entertaining. No, but the thing is, she's also going to get, and I know she's getting a Nike contract for like $8 million. I get it.
They shouldn't
but
even
this is
pay him
funny.
In money, dude. Huh? They should just pay him in appliances, like vacuums and dishwashers and
microwaves.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you played a good game. Now,
how's now make me some dinner, bitch.
Shampoo my carpet.
You watch your bonus pots and pans set. Fucking shit. Stainless steel cutlery. Oh,
God. That's pretty funny.
Fucking hell. But no, I think it's absolutely hilarious. I mean, I do think that she's going to probably have a little bit of a kick up for the WNBA.
Yeah,
but then
for sure.
But then it's going to fucking calm the fuck down.
She'll make all her money in endorsements anyway.
100%. And she will.
$8 million. Like, that just seems like money laundering.
But kind of.
Where Nike's like, all right, we got
to. Well, I see what they're trying to do. They're trying to push women's basketball, and I think that's, you know, great. I hope that if you are one of those people who really supports that feminist movement, then why don't you spend your money and go to the fucking games, because that's what they need in order for it to be popular, in order for these women to make the amount of money that the guys get. They need to basically sell merchandise and sell tickets to go and watch them. That is how you want to do this. So you just sitting in the corner clapping and going, go Caitlin, go you, that's not gonna do a fucking thing. So and you gotta watch the games too, so
they need to dress them hotter.
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
You know what, I can tell you
bikini
right now,
basketball.
The last thing I ever want to see in my entire life is Brittany Griner in a fucking two-piece swimsuit.
You don't know what you're saying there,
that
buddy.
That is a
mistake.
I guess step one is they need hotter players.
There we go. I mean, I could get on that, but if you tell me it's like, oh, today is bikini night for the WNBA, I'm just like, nah, I'm good.
I want to say he doesn't have a point, but have you heard of this banana ball?
Oh, 100%.
What?
Those guys are fucking hot. Those guys are all fucking hot.
You mean
on purpose?
Yeah, the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're baseball.
The whole league.
That's the
they're
same.
All hot.
No, they're the same dudes. It's the same two teams. They interchange players.
No, man.
Yes.
No. There's like four or five teams.
No, there's two teams.
Are you serious?
Yes. It's
just those pink guys.
The Savannah Bananas and the Party
Why
Animals.
Why are there only two?
Because they're actually.
That's okay. Now
no,
I
no,
it.
No, 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 no. It's
now
actually
I'm back
cool.
to not having a.
No, you should, because it's actually a really cool thing. It's the most brilliant thing in minor league baseball history, in my personal opinion.
Why don't they have more teams?
Because it's
why
it's
don't
a
they
show.
Expand it?
It's a show.
So why don't they expand it?
I mean,
there's only so many guys are willing to fucking.
Pretty much, yeah. These guys.
We should
a lot
do
of,
that.
I'm down.
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely, I'd fucking play. The Savannah
League,
Bananas,
dude.
100%.
Bikini bowling?
Yeah, exactly, JP.
I do.
Get yourself in a Speedo and go out there and do it.
Come on out tomorrow night and watch me bowl. See what happens, buddy.
Now I don't want to.
I'm good.
If you had said it earlier in the conversation, I'd be like, sure, buddy. Sure. I'll watch you. I'll support you.
Yeah. So the way the Savannah Bananas and the Party Animals work out is they have their lineups and they go city to city to city to city to put on this show. And it's a great thing. They actually legitimately do like play baseball, but the rules are different. So like if they hit a foul ball and a fan catches it,
they're
out. And I think that's brilliant. It's a great fucking story.
Fun to watch.
Absolutely, that's baseball.
But
now that you mention it, I never have seen anybody but those two teams.
Those are the two teams.
If a fan fumbles and drops the ball, then they're not out.
Yeah.
But it's still a foul.
It's still a foul ball.
That's an interesting twist.
They get
like bonus points for like tricks and shit like that.
Yeah, it's really
it's
neat.
Pretty cool, man. It actually is really fun to watch.
I've always been upset that the NBA never went on with what was the Nintendo
Harlem
game NBA Jam.
NBA Jam.
Like I would love to see just a random circle light up on the basketball court, and it's like, all right, if you make it from here in the next 30 seconds, you get 10 points or whatever the case.
Okay, so they kind of try to do something similar to that. with like NBA Jam, because that's where the idea actually came from, and it was called Slam Ball. They put trampolines on the fucking court.
Well, that's not even close to what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Want trampolines. You've I just seen want NBA light Jam up floor.
Where the guy goes clear up all the way into the rafters, comes down and slams it down. That was the
boom, shakalaka.
Boom, shakalaka. Fuck yeah, that was awesome.
He's on fire.
Oh, God. I fucking miss NBA Jam.
That's great.
But, ladies and gentlemen, that is this week's headlines. Yeah. Appreciate all of you guys sending me stuff for other stuff, because I had to find those and they were kind of hard. I know there was a lot of other shit that's happened.
A ton of shit.
With the last, like, 2 days or the next 2 days that we will already have recorded the show is generally when the breaking news fucking comes out. The show is being recorded on Sunday.
Tune in next week.
So Monday and Tuesday.
Find out what we thought about it.
Shit's going to hit the fan. World War III has broken out already, and it's going to go crazy. Yeah.
Could be.
Not possibly. But now we can move on to the fun parts of every single episode. We get to kick this off with Never Have I Ever. Guys, thank you so very much for participating in Monday, Friday. There was tons and tons of suggestions, a lot of good ones, and a lot of duplicates. There's definitely been some that we have obviously done before at nauseam, and so I have started, especially on Facebook, to, and I like every comment just so I so you know that I've seen it. But if it's one that we've already done before, I leave you the care emoji, because I care, because you haven't watched every single episode we've done.
You fucks.
Yeah. So there you go. But we're going to kick this off with Never Have I Ever. Oh, and one last thing. We haven't done overrated or underrated in maybe 20 episodes. I appreciate it, but stop sending me suggestions for those, because we're not going to do it for a while. Anyways.
You know, I didn't even consider that until just now. And I was like, oh, yeah, that was a thing.
It was
a thing. And now it's not anymore. Weird.
Yeah. But the first one comes in from William Speed. He wants to know, never have I ever got prepared to lift something heavy and threw myself back because it was very light. I've never done that, but I've definitely played a prank on my wife, acting like a box is heavy, and then throw it at her and watch her fucking freak out.
Yeah.
You know, I've done that.
I've done that to people.
Yeah. That's fun. Like, have a fucking, like, hollowed out bowling ball that's lighter than shit and, like,
just toss it at someone.
Toss it at somebody. How about you? Have you done that before?
No, I mean, I've done the thing where something like you look at it and you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
This is going to suck. And then it's really light.
Yeah. But
I've never, like,
I fell once trying to start a lawnmower and the. The rope wasn't fully attached, so I just pulled it and it just came out in my hands.
I've done that, but the string broke.
Yeah.
And I've fallen over. I've done that. I have done that.
Very similar to this question, but it reminds me about it. You ever walk down like some stairs and think that you got one step left,
and you do that weird thing? Yeah. Oh, I did that a lot.
I did worse.
And you fall over?
A couple weeks ago. I thought I was at the bottom, but I wasn't. And I fell down like three stairs, just like really fast, into the wall face first. And I was like looking around. I was like, thank God nobody was in the living room. Nobody saw that.
I do that walking upstairs sometimes where
you and Joe Biden.
I'll stop thinking for like a millisecond.
Sleepy Mike.
Like, my leg just doesn't do what I, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I got to like take a second and be like, nope, now we're
putting this one here.
I got more confident in synthetic meats than having our president walk up or down a flight of stairs. Next one, we're going to move on to Dawson Glover. He wants to know, never have I ever told someone a complete made-up story in hopes that they will spread it.
Oh, 100%.
100%?
Oh,
I can't remember making one up. I had friends that made up a story about me in high school, and I didn't know about it. Like, I got connected to the meth joke I was telling earlier. Yeah. I went through a meth phase for a few months when I was like 15, and I got busted spring break of my sophomore year. So everybody was out of school the whole week, and then we came back to school, and I was sober at that point. I'd been busted. I'm still grounded.
Yeah.
All this stuff. And so my friend Bob, who was Robbie my freshman year, but he decided to change his name over the summer. And he was like, I'm Bob now. But that's all unrelated. he decided that it would be funny to tell everybody that while we were on spring break, I got caught masturbating by my mom and she made me go to counseling for it.
Oh, that's a good one.
But that I was really sensitive about it, so not to talk to me about it directly.
Yes!
So there were a few people that were like, hey man, I heard what happened, like, that sucks, you know? And I was like, I know, thinking, it does suck, no kidding. But I'm getting through, you know, one day at a time, and... whatever.
I'll never masturbate again.
He told me like a year after we graduated, like, oh yeah, did nobody ever tell you that? Like everybody thought that you got busted jerking off and had to go to counseling for it. And I was like, nobody ever told me. And he was like, yeah, we told him specifically not to talk to you about it because you were embarrassed.
That's fucking awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but like rumors in high school.
How did we get there? From that question,
well, because like, it was a completely awesome, made up story
to help somebody spreads it. Like, I don't know, you ever been dumped by a chick and then you tell them it's because they dumped you because you told them their pussy looks different?
What? No,
that vagina looks weird.
Yeah, they all do. As far as I'm concerned,
some of them are artful.
I did not do that. I did not do that. But a friend of mine totally did that in high school. That's funny. Oh yeah, he got dumped by a chick and then was, and like to save his like ego, he was like, she dumped me because I told her her pussy looked like weird, like bologna sandwich lips or some shit like that. Man. I'm like, oh wow,
bologna sandwich lips. I hate
roast beef sandwich.
I hate
roast beef sandwich.
It's never good.
Yeah. Anyways,
that reminds me of Nikki Glaser's joke about how her vagina looks like a hastily packed suitcase.
That's good shit.
She's awesome.
She says trying to find my clit is like fingering through a, what are those things called with all the phone Rolodex. Numbers? A Rolodex. Yeah.
That's good shit.
Yeah, she's funny.
That's a good joke.
She's a funny, like, I just think of her as a funny comedian. There's some comics that I'm like, man, for a chick, you know, not bad.
Oh, yeah.
Nikki's just funny comic. Yeah,
she's funny.
Next one comes in from Nick Poirier. He wants to know, never have I ever hit a car in a parking lot and took off.
Yeah.
You did?
I did on purpose once. Okay. We were at a Chiefs game. We were all tailgating. We ended up having to park in the grass. We were drunk as fuck, drinking like Everclear and that kind of stuff.
Oh,
and
shit.
Still to this day, I don't know why, but I got in my car, my mom's car that I was driving.
Perfect.
Got in, put it in drive, drove directly into the car in front of me, put it in reverse, and just parked again and got back out. And everybody was like, what the fuck did you do that for? And I was like, I don't know.
What the fuck?
I don't remember, dude. I don't know. That's why I don't drink anymore, because I would do random shit like that think it was a good idea.
So we have a parking lot here in Wichita. It's the worst parking lot in the entire city. It's over by a Chipotle, and it's in this small like parking lot. But there's two restaurants, haircut places, UPS store, and so it's always fucking packed. But what a lot of people decide to do is they go get their Chipotle or food, and then they go and sit in their car and eat it for their lunch so they can go back to work. I decided to do that one day, and it was fucking hilarious. I saw a truck that was backing into a parking lot or parking spot, hit another car, realized they hit the other car, and instead of like saying something or telling somebody, they pulled out of the parking spot, went and found another one and parked in that, and then went inside to go and get their shit. What a fucking douchebag thing to do.
Yeah.
If I would have saw the person who they hit, I would have said something, but they never came out. So anyways,
I wouldn't have said anything.
I would have.
I avoid confrontation at all costs.
Sometimes I like it, you know, it's sometimes it just makes you feel alive. Next one comes in from B1 Battle Droid.
I bet that's not his real name.
It's probably not.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's getting kind of crazy. It's 2024 nowadays. Could fucking be.
Depends on how old he is.
Never know. But anyway, it could be. But anyway, he wants to know, never have I ever had to shit in a porta potty at an extremely crowded event.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I definitely have.
The fucking worst, man. Oh, it is the worst.
But sometimes you get to that point where you're like, all right, sitting in here is better than feeling like this.
It's hard to put, you got to put your hands on either side of
him. No.
Because you can't sit.
You just got to
like hold yourself like a gymnast on a fucking pommel horse.
Yeah, no, if I'm using a public toilet seat at all, there's a good 3-minute process that I need to clean before I sit down on it. Yeah. Maybe once or twice it's been like, fuck it, cleaning, I gotta go right now. But yeah.
Well, that's a waste most of the time.
I'm like, all right, toilet paper, let's get the seat. If there's piss on it or whatever, let's lift the seat, get the piss under the seat. Because I don't want water fucking...
But do you remember,
I don't want liquid touching me at all.
But do you remember what we talked about last week?
What?
You're basically locked in a booth with a bunch of fucking floating shit emojis everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I mean, so it doesn't matter how much
anything you that you can smell, that thing is in that's now inside your brain.
And you know how porta potties smell, so.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Fantastic.
Clean all you want.
I've never done that. I've never had to go to the bathroom so bad that I used a porta potty. I've definitely taken a piss in a porta potty, but I've never had to
I've only had to do it once, man. I was at the state fair. God, it was horrible.
And that's how you know, is because you can remember it. That's a memory that will never leave.
Dude, I still remember the sounds of the fucking rides and shit outside the, I mean, I remember everything about it. I remember the fucking exact cop car that was parked on the other side of it, like, catty cornered because I was thought about smoking some weed when I went in there, and then I was like, "All way, I'll go back to the car."
God, but the porta potty smell would have covered up any weed smell.
100%. Can you imagine? Can you imagine going to like peeing in the porta potty, but your next because the porta potties are in like a group, right?
Yeah.
And you hear the next door porta potty,
I don't know about
and
that.
Somebody is just lighting it the fuck up.
That's yeah.
And you and you get out. And you're like, I want to see what this person looks like that was doing.
Yeah, right. You just wait there. Fuck it. The rides will wait. This is entertaining.
It's sure as shit.
Oh, it's a fat person. It's a, every time.
No. It's a hot chick. It's a 10 out of 10.
I've never
seen
that. Oh, no, I haven't either. I don't want that to happen.
Absolutely. That'll ruin your fucking weekend.
Hot girls don't poop.
That's right. True. They sure don't.
It just disappears absolutely. In their body.
That's right. Next one. Last one comes in from Chase Golden. He wants to know, never have I ever hooked up with someone knowing it was a bad idea.
Basically every
time. Yeah, I was going to say every time I've hooked up with somebody.
Every ex-girlfriend or every ex I've ever had, except for my wife. That's the only one that was a great idea.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Well, that is never have I ever. Now we get to move on to that's where I draw the line. This is JP's favorite part of every single episode.
I like this first question.
This one's good. This comes in
feels
from
personal.
Yep. This one comes in from Chad. I believe it's Dagley. Chad wants to know, where do you draw the line? How many golfers driving their carts on the green does it take to piss you off? One motherfucker.
But run over all the fucking native grass you want.
All you want.
My answer is
not going to hurt my feelings.
Infinity.
Yeah, when we went golf,
I wouldn't. There's no amount of drivers on the green that would make me be like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" I'd just be like, "Yeah, whatever." Well, I don't know what you guys are even doing.
I wouldn't give a shit either. I don't golf.
I'm also the golfer that I'm not gonna go up and say something. I just won't unless I've been said something to. That was the whole situation with that story. Mm-hmm. If I see somebody,
it was his fault.
If I see somebody drive their golf cart up onto the green, I'm not the guy that's going to get into my golf cart, drive up to them and say, hey, you need to stop doing that. That's not, you're not supposed to. I'm not going to be that guy. But if you come over and bitch at me for doing something and then you do something that's 10 times more fucked up, then yes, I'm going to fucking tell you about
it.
Right. Basically, what I feel like you're saying is Bobby Brown was in the right and Whitney deserved it. I mean, basically, that's what you're saying. I mean, that bitch shouldn't have said what she said.
I don't know how you even argue against that.
Yeah, buddy.
No, I'm like, I wouldn't say anything to people during most. I'm like 50-50, maybe not even that good on when there's a line and somebody just walks to the front of it.
Yeah.
Like 50-50. I'm like, we're all in line right here.
Yeah.
And then the person's like, oh, sorry. You know?
By 50-50, you mean it depends on how big that person is.
It just depends on several factors. Yeah. If it's an old lady or something, I'm like, let her go. Like, I don't care.
Yeah. But what's the person you're going to go talk to? What do they look like?
They're fat.
They look like me? Fuck you.
Yeah. If Scotty cut you in line, you'd be like, fuck you, buddy.
Yeah. Absolutely. I would expect you to do that
take
to me.
Take your leprechaun ass to the back.
But that's the thing. Like, we're on the tee box and they're 310 yards away. I am talking so much shit on the tee box, though.
Yeah, right.
Anyways, all right, next one comes in from Jeremiah Joyner. He wants to know, where do you draw the line? How many kids by different baby's daddy, or too many baby daddies is too many for a single mother?
One.
Whoa, yeah.
How many kids by different baby daddies?
Yeah. Like how many different baby
how many different
daddies,
baby daddies is too many?
So I feel like I can't be judgy here, because if I could get pregnant, oh, I would have...
What the fuck?
I would have like a fucking whole fucking multi. No. I would just have so many kids.
If you could, if you could, you would protect yourself. You would probably. You. Yes, you would. If you could get pregnant, you wouldn't do anything.
What's worse, getting pregnant or death?
Getting pregnant.
Why would you have death?
Well, because what he's saying is I would protect myself from getting someone pregnant or having someone get me pregnant.
Yeah.
But I didn't protect myself from fucking AIDS. Yeah. You know what I mean? So what's worse?
Well, babies are worse than AIDS.
I think so, too.
I agree.
Yeah, I think so,
too. They're way more responsibility.
Yeah, you got a lot more responsibility.
I wish I had to take my baby medicine once a day and everything else was totally normal.
Right. Oh, Jesus. No, but how many is too many? Like, if you
to me,
you're,
one.
You're on a
if
date.
If I am looking on Facebook dating, it says, like, kids or no kids. If it says kids, that's a strike in my mind. I'm like, I don't want to step in and be a fucking...
stepdad.
Yeah. And have them be like, you're not my real dad anyway. And
I think two.
Two baby
two
daddies?
Two is too many. Like, one's fine. Like, if you have one kid with one guy.
Yeah, with
one
a previous
kid with
marriage.
Another guy, that's fine.
Because that's kind of what the dating scene looks like for our age now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if you go to this chick and she's got three kids and they're all different dads.
That's a fucking red flag.
Could you imagine her having to interact with those three guys because that's her baby daddy?
God, that just sounds like so much work. Right.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, I think if you get a divorce and you have a couple of kids from the same guy, it's like totally understand. The marriage didn't work out. That's like, okay, that's fine. But if you have...
I don't understand it.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with...
You're tainted.
I'm going to go with two. I'm going to go with two. If you've got two baby daddies, that's two. Unless you're married to that new baby daddy. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Then that's okay. Oh, that's a good question, though.
That was.
Uh-huh. Next.
So hit me up, ladies, unless you got kids.
Unless you got kids, go fuck yourself.
Unless you got kids or you're fat or both.
That's still pretty fucking funny.
Or over 30.
Right. Next one comes in from John Flanagan. He wants to know at what point is it time for you to replace your favorite sleeping pillow?
I've had the same one for 15 years, probably.
15?
No. I think maybe even longer.
I have the pillow that I was given whenever I was born.
I remember when I bought the
36.
Pillow.
36.
I bought two pillows with my first JCPenney credit card that they gave me at age 18.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was used to support a man's head laying in the middle of the highway after he drove his three-wheel motorcycle into the back of my Dodge Caravan and broke his leg.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. But I was just like, here's a pillow. And then he fucking bled on it and shit. And I was like, I've had this anyway. I still have one left. I fucking sleep on it every single night.
Yeah.
So it's that old.
And it's is it flat yet?
Oh yeah.
Fuck yeah. It's flat.
I mean, it's perfectly it's perfect for my head.
Yes.
And I bring it with me on the road too, because I can't lay on a fat ass fucking
absolutely
hotel
it's
pillow.
Just, it's just weird. But yeah, I think
it's weird that you have them.
I mean, once you find the one, man.
It's the one, man.
It's hard to...
That's it's gross. The one.
If you could get a culture of that fucking what's all in your fucking
pillow, it's fine because I wash it every
three
years.
You still wash it.
I bleach it every 3 or 4 years.
Now, the pillow...
I wash it all the time.
The pillowcase is gone.
I replace it as
well. The original pillowcase
is gone. It withered away. Like, it disintegrated.
This is a weird question.
Yeah, but
yeah. Good for you guys.
Like, everybody has that birthing blanket, right?
No.
Oh, yeah. Your grandmother didn't make you a fucking quilt?
Yeah, I'm sure. But
it's in a closet somewhere.
Yeah,
or something.
All right. I mean, don't fucking snap at me. You know that shit exists, and you have yours, too.
I don't have the same fucking pillow, for fuck's sake. Pillows, good God. You got to buy a new pillow, like, once a year at least.
No.
What?
You're fucking crazy.
Out of your fucking mind. This is where I get fed up. I will use the same pillow, goddammit.
That's fucking great. All right. Next one comes in from one of my favorite names. This is coming in from Jacob Dubravcak. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Dubravcak.
What did you say it was? You made it last week. I don't remember what it was.
Does rub the cock.
Does rub the cock. That's right. But Jacob, he wants to know, what is the acceptable amount of pages on a porn site to go through until you find the one?
It depends. I use a video downloader app, and I'll go through and click on like four or five in a row and just download them. Because then I'm like, if I'm in a hotel with no Wi-Fi, then at least I've got some downloaded porn.
Dude, really, you don't need a whole porn. You just need clips, man. Yeah. And you can get those for free online. Right. Like, you don't got to download movies.
Oh, I don't pay for anything.
I don't care if you're paying for it or not. If you're watching a full porn movie.
I'm not. What do you think? I'm, like, following the story and shit?
Maybe. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I skip the blowjob stuff unless she's exceptional at it.
I have never downloaded porn.
Really?
Why?
Because
you don't have to.
Because sometimes you don't have Wi-Fi and you want to jerk off and you have no connection because you're in a shitty hotel.
Your imagination.
I'm not saying I'm proud of it. I'm just saying that's what I do.
I feel like those situations where you don't have Wi-Fi are probably so fucking few and far between that you could just use your imagination, man.
Or you could use your fucking data. Just use your data in those situations.
There's some
things you need to use your data for. Okay, man.
There's some states where you can't even click on like Pornhub or whatever.
Oh, that's true. Like
because of your location, you're not allowed to.
Certain states have
outlawed. I'm like, damn it, porn. I want to jerk off in Mississippi, by God.
And there you go, dude.
Yeah,
All right.
And then you don't have to wait. There's no buffering or anything. You can just click through whatever. And they're only usually a few minutes long. Occasionally, I'll get like a 30-minute long one. Where
the dude has folders and folders of downloaded porn on his phone.
I go through a delete phase like every so often, too, where I don't even look at the titles. I'm just like, delete, 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 delete.
When Mike's phone dies, he grabs a fucking Sears catalog from 1996 right. and goes straight whatever to the bra and panties section.
Whatever it fucking now, takes.
I have like four or five core memories in my head that I can go to. In a pinch.
Wow.
But getting back to the fucking question, when you do have Wi-Fi, how many pages is it acceptable to scroll through before you get to the video you want to fucking jerk off to?
I jerk off to all of them. Just that's different
hour-long process.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Yeah, no.
I'd go for a while. I like to fucking, yeah.
No. No.
Porn definitely.
I don't think there's a limit.
There's like a fucking search bar at the top. It gives you the categories you want. You go to the fucking one that you want. That's it.
It's, yeah, but sometimes the thumbnail is a deceptive.
That's true, too. That's true. The fucking thumbnails.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nah. There are definitely some poor memories. I'm with you on that. There's definitely videos in my head that I'll never forget.
So what are you saying, four or five?
I'm gonna go with five. Yeah. I think that's a good happy medium. You can
zone, say 10.
You can zone in. Okay, so five, I'm guessing like each page is like what, 10 or 12 videos before you have to click the next page.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking five. You go through 60. If you can't find what you want to watch in 60 fucking videos, then
that's true.
That's too much.
Yeah.
That a good one?
Sometimes you're not watching it.
He's still trying to fucking
to get to a completion, though. Sometimes you're like, I got nothing to do for a while. Let's just see if anything strikes my fancy, you know?
I got nothing going on.
And other times it's like a mission where I'm like, all right, I need to jerk off quick before nap time so I can get to this show on time.
I was gonna watch some game shows, but I've got all this porn downloaded on my phone.
Yeah, well, the downloaded porn is not just to peruse. It's for game serious time.
Business only.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's an immediate situation where you have to get it done in like 2 minutes. You can just go immediately to your phone and get it.
Holy shit, man.
We like to call that a quick draw jerk off. That's what all right. that is.
That's great.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jacob Dubrub the cock.
Cock rubber.
Yeah. Anyways, next one, last one comes in from the very famous Taylor Morosky. Yeah, good to see her back. She's got two other questions on this episode, including or plus this one.
Not a girl.
Yep. Taylor wants to know, how long do you wait on hold until you hang up?
As soon as they say hold on, I hang up.
No, come on. Nope, you got to be
100%.
You got to be realistic on this.
No, I am realistic. I swear to God. If I call you and you say, hey, man, hold on just a second, I hang up. And when you're done doing whatever you're doing, you'll fucking call me back.
You're talking about waiting.
No, that's like call waiting. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying on hold. Like when you're calling to do like a business, like a warranty claim, and they say, and you call the 1-800 number and they put you on hold. How long are you sitting on that fucking line until you talk to a representative?
It depends on what the call is.
Exactly.
Insurance claim.
Well, you got to fucking wait then, I guess.
I waited for hours. Drive
down to the fucking insurance office, I guess.
No, I mean, but like they have online stuff too that you get. Yeah. That's a bad example. I take that back. No, you're wanting to get a hold of somebody to do something important, and they put you on hold.
The IRS, dude. I was on hold with them for several hours, and I had to talk to them. So I was like,
fuck them.
I had to charge my headphones in the middle of the thing.
Unemployment during COVID, I was on the phone for almost 4 hours once.
Yeah,
4 hours.
But if somebody's like, you need to call and set up this subscription or whatever, I'd be like, I ain't holding for that. No, you.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, if they're like, if I'm like, I just got to get through this call and then I have thousands of dollars, then I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna wait.
So like for my job, we actually have to call like car warranties. Yours is a good example. I had to make a claim on your car for call a warranty company. Mm-hmm. Yours is actually pretty good warranty, so they don't do this to me. But there are car warranty companies to where they will put me on hold. My time is valuable, and they will put me on hold for an hour.
Just in the hopes debatable. That you'll be like, fuck it, and hang out.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then you can never make your claim.
Yeah, you can't make your claim. You can't take care of a customer. The customer has invested money to have this particular warranty, and I'm just like, if it's over like 30 minutes, I'm saying something whenever I come back on hold. So. Yeah. But yeah. But anyways, that's where we draw the line. Guys, thank you so much for participating in Monday Fun Day for both of these. These are normally the ones that we need, are the Never Have I Evers, and then that's where I draw the line. So thank you guys for participating. It helps us out a lot.
Thanks.
Right, JP?
Yeah, man, it does. It does. You guys are awesome.
It
just gets better and better, and I like that we did a few new people today.
Yeah, we did.
We're trying to like do some newer stuff.
Newer people.
But here's the thing about the people that listen to our podcast.
Not a lot of new people.
Not a lot of new people that are very bright. If you guys could stop sharing our fucking links and shit like that to around special needs schools, that'd be great. You know what I mean?
This is a show for intelligent people.
Very, very intelligent people. And the only that listen to this show are intelligent.
Not true.
Yeah.
I know it's not, but that's okay.
But that's okay.
We're all just
love you guys.
Chunks of coal.
Just love each other.
This next guy's a real piece of fucking shit. Speaking of.
Now we get to move on to questions and preguntas. And we're going to kick this off with the very funny Travis Cagle, who go ahead and contact him for his books that makes for us.
The boy who cried weasel.
That's right. But Travis Cagle would like to know what. I'm sorry. The strangest things you've yelled during an argument.
Yeah, I'm not real.
Yeah, I don't think.
I don't really remember.
Most of my arguments are just me getting yelled at and then crying.
And the weird part is it's doing it into the mirror.
Me to myself.
Just you to yourself.
No, like girlfriend stuff. It's always me being a dick at normal volume. Mm-hmm. And then she yells. And then I just continue to be a normal volume dick. Uh-huh. I don't remember ever like shouting things.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I'm sure I've said some really fucked up shit. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I guarantee I have, but I don't remember.
None of it's important enough to me that it's stuck in my head. There's probably a girl out there, though, that's like, you absolutely yelled some terrible
my
shit.
My exes know exactly the words that I said, but I don't fucking know.
I can tell you the worst, or one of the worst things that happened to me after breaking up with a girl who, just a terrible breakup, terrible relationship. She texted me, I'm going to destroy your life one letter at a time.
Oh, fuck.
Wow. I send, A send, M send.
Oh, God.
Like, so it was just a 15 minutes.
So you got
to
kind of actually
like,
believe her, too, at that point.
Yeah. Oh, I did, yeah.
That, like, if you're that fucking, yeah.
Yeah, so that's, that always sticks out in my mind of, like, what's the craziest thing someone's ever texted to
you? How long ago was that?
It was 2013 or so.
What if you were at a show and that bitch just showed up and was like, it's time.
I'd probably hug her and fall back in love.
Okay. Even though she's there to destroy you?
Oh, no, she wouldn't be. She'd be there to be like, oh, hey, what's up? I don't know. And I'm like, I hardly even think about you, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
I told a guy one time that in every golf course in America, you're not allowed to drive on the motherfucking green.
And then you sped off like a bitch.
That's right. Anyways, next one comes in from Braxton Lint. He wants to know, what's the first thing you'd do if you were the opposite sex for a day?
Oh, my God. Probably I would be so pregnant.
Yeah.
I would be just impregnated once. I mean, over and over and over.
I would test this theory of multiple orgasms out.
Oh.
Do you think, like that we got the short end of the stick on that whole ordeal.
Oh, you can't have multiple orgasms?
No.
What the hell's wrong with you, man?
What do you mean?
You're just like a one and done guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I can go like 3 or 4 times.
Oh, well, what? I mean, I can, but I got to have like a 15 to 20 minute break in between.
I have to have a reason to go 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
I'll have good plans at the beginning.
Good intentions.
Where I'm like, all right, like I'm definitely going to come really quick the first time.
Yeah,
then give me a minute, and then we'll do it again. And that second time is going to be awesome. And then I come the first time, and I'm like, nah, I'm done.
I'm done. Okay. It's over, done with. Yeah, that's exactly right. Because I think that there has to be like a 20 to 30 minute break in between orgasms for me. But yeah, I think if you were the opposite sex, I'd like to try that out. I think that'd be fun.
No, I would probably just play with myself.
I'd play with my tits.
Because I wouldn't be gay.
Yeah.
Or whatever you call it when you're a girl and want a dude to fuck you.
I think you call it gay.
If I turned into a girl and then fucked a dude, I would just be thinking, like, this is gay.
Mike would video record himself in the mirror to shake it down.
Yeah, right.
And then
right.
save it
and
to
then
his phone.
I would, yeah. And then I would jerk off to
myself.
Don't
need to download
later.
Porn anymore.
I guarantee there's somebody watching that's like, oh, yeah, I do the download thing, too. It's so much quicker and easier.
Yeah, I know. Maybe it was like screen record or some shit.
My God.
Yeah, anyways. Okay, next one comes in from Ian Hodder. He wants to know rejected Family Feud categories.
That show has gone downhill, man.
Shit.
It used to be like genuine questions. Name something you'd find at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Like things like that. And now it's like all like
sexual
name something you can stick up yourself.
Yeah,
that,
right.
And then they say like a dildo. And then Steve Harvey's like, what?
And then it's number one.
I can't believe you would say that.
And then it's. Bing, number one.
And then he's like, whoa.
Yeah, it's all fucking.
We got a good one for you today. Yeah. Fuck
that,
Steve Harvey.
That kind of sounded like him. That was a good one.
It's like the drafts that we've had that are severely questionable.
Yeah.
It's like, name your favorite serial killers. Like, like that.
Yeah, right.
I'm like me when I want cereal a bunch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Name a celebrity that would molest your child.
That P. Diddy.
Bing! Number one answer.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to go with Bill Cosby.
Number two.
Good answer. Good answer.
Would they applaud, though? They would
they do.
They would
do,
boo they the answers.
Oh, no, they applaud.
That's true. All right. And now we get to go to Jacob Dubrovcock again. Yeah, rubbing the cock, dude.
Kid.
He wants to know, what's the worst thing you've ever done for money?
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
not prostitution.
100% not that.
Me either.
Bullshit. I mean, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I would not have been surprised.
No, I've done way worse.
Yeah, I've never had sex with somebody for money. I mean, for drugs and stuff, sure. Oh, yeah. But that's not prostitution.
Not
remember, he was a meth addict for 2 weeks.
Yeah. It was like 5.5 months.
Oh, okay.
Swell. Wow.
But
okay.
The worst thing I've ever done for money, probably some of the shows that I've done.
Yeah.
It was sexually related, I guess.
I'm sure, yeah, for you.
Yeah.
I'm not shocked.
Oh, I'd rather not talk about it.
Yeah, good question, Jacob.
I think it's a great question.
I need to go talk to my therapist.
Yeah, no kid. I need to book an appointment. I need to call Steve and find out what that guy's name was that he was seeing.
Oh, yeah. No, I got paid to go on a double date once.
I've gotten paid to go on a date.
Really?
What, my buddy paid me to go because if he didn't find somebody to date the other chick, then he couldn't go out with the girl he wanted to.
Exact situation. And
Goodfellas, he gave me time
he
or
paid
whatever.
For, he paid for everything throughout the night and gave me $100.
He gave me, my buddy gave me $50.
Yeah.
And did the date know? Were you like, I'm only doing this because he's paying me? That would make me feel like shit.
I never told.
And she was a fucking whale. Like, it was so bad.
Mine too.
That's how you know. Is
part of the deal was like we had a talk. We talked on the phone first.
Did he tell you that she was a whale?
No. No. Of course not.
You're like, what do you look like? And dude, she's like, oh, I'm like 5'3", like triple D tits. And you're like, oh, fuck, that sounds great.
Dude, she said she looked like Janet Jackson.
Are you quoting Friday right now?
No. She did say that. I swear.
Bitch
she
showed up looking like Freddie Jackson.
Yeah, she was not. She looked like fucking Free Willy.
Oh, God.
It was horrible. But
JP walked into the fucking restaurant, saw who his date was, and was like, later, Craig. That was
No.
Bye, Felicia. That definitely has happened. So now we get to move to Taylor Morosky.
That isn't the worst thing I've ever done for money.
I don't want
but
to
that's
know.
One thing.
I don't want to know at all.
That'd be a fun category. Questions we won't even answer.
Right. There's one.
There you go. We get two in a row from Taylor Morosky. She wants to know first, phrases that take courage to say for the first time.
My friend is paying me to be on this date with you. I hope you respect all the courage that it took for me to accept and tell you.
Absolutely. That's fucking great.
I love you, I think, would be the number one answer.
Yeah.
That takes courage.
Yeah.
Why is your butthole so big?
Oh, it takes some courage?
Yeah.
Oh.
You can't just go lead with that. You got to be like, oh, yeah, this is tight. Yeah, you're great.
I don't.
Does your vagina always smell like this?
Right. Yeah.
Is this a fluke?
Yeah.
I will honestly say
it always does.
I have never heard my wife say this, and we are coming up on 10 years of marriage.
Uh-oh.
I was wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one to admit
you're
wrong.
I'm the first one to say that I'm wrong when I'm wrong.
Well, that's because you're the only one that's wrong.
Right.
Obviously.
I will
everything
say it,
that she does I will is
say
correct.
It, I will say it when I know for a fact that I am not wrong and I am right, but I don't want to... You know, fight with my wife.
Understood.
So, and when you get married, you just got to accept that, man.
You're a good man.
She's always right. Next one is again from Taylor. She wants to know something adventurous couples would have sex on top of.
Other adventurous couples.
Yeah. Nice. That's good shit. Oh, that's good. Yeah.
The last time I had sex with a girl was on top of the roof at Quick Trip at Central and Oliver.
Oh, God.
Wow. That's so
I guess
romantic.
I'll go with a roof.
Well, and you're an adventurous person, so yeah, that's say that.
I guess
that,
I'll go with a roof.
Go with a roof. Let's see. I would say, like, adventurous people will have sex on top of the airplane bathroom toilet seat.
Mm. Okay.
In like a public airplane. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's on top of. On top of the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
There you go. Something like that.
Something like that.
On top of the Empire State.
I had sex on a trampoline once.
Yeah. Me too.
That is really difficult.
It really wasn't.
Not.
It wasn't?
Yeah. It's actually easier.
Yeah, it was.
It's way easier.
There was a lot of like.
It's been a long time.
Motion provided that I didn't have to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got a good bounce going. It's like double bouncing somebody.
Exactly.
You just have to keep in the right rhythm.
Oh, no.
No, it was pretty fun.
I thought it was kind of difficult because like her bounce was like boing boing.
Well, then she was too large.
Yeah, because that trampoline shouldn't fucking
It was like the mat was touching the earth.
Right,
that's normal, right?
That's normal, right?
All right. And last one comes in from Joe Garnett. He wants to know, what sport would be instantly better if the athletes were covered in baby oil?
Porn.
The sports. That's water. Sports.
That's my favorite.
Sports. Water sports.
One of my
water
favorite sports? Porn categories is when they have oil on them. I just like a nice slick looking chick, you know?
Obviously football.
Darts.
Yeah, darts. Darts for sure. Pool. Billiards.
Ultimate bowling. Frisbee.
Yeah. Bowling.
Yeah, frisbee golf.
Yeah.
All of that. All of that would be absolutely fantastic.
Welcome to Baby Oil Bowling, brought to you by Diggy's Steel-Toed Boots, because there's going to be a lot of drop balls, because we all got baby oil all over us.
That's fucking great. Oh, son of a bitch. That's awesome, Mike. But ladies and gentlemen, that is questions and preguntas. Thank you guys so very much for participating in Monday Friday. We sincerely do appreciate it. But now we get to move on to the part where JP has to defend his honor. Ladies and gentlemen, this is this week's Laughing on the Sidelines draft. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is this week's Laughing on the Sidelines draft. Very nice. Okay.
We're making his job so much easier.
Mm-hmm. No. No. Before we get to the draft, after we get done with the questions, we go and take a break. These two guys smoke. We go outside. We have a little bit of a conversation. And this week's draft was... was, I don't know, what do you call that? Supported or, I don't know, we decided to do this draft because it was suggested to us by Keith Litsky, so thank you very much, Keith. But we ended up having a conversation and a story came out of it from Mike. This week's draft is Worst Smells, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Mike?
What?
You get second pick, but JP has won... how many weeks in a row? 4 weeks in a row. He's the four-time champ.
That's a ham bone, baby.
He is a four-time champ, and he has to defend his belt.
I'm going for five.
You are going for five. I get first pick because I came in dead last. Mike gets the sandwich picks, but I am not going to take Mike's first pick.
I didn't even pick that. Somebody else said it before...
Oh,
so that's not even one of my answers.
Okay, well, when we get to that pick,
okay,
then it's gonna the cat's gonna be out of the bag.
Then I have to tell a story.
Yes, you have to tell a story and make JP extremely uncomfortable. I'm gonna go.
Dude, I was hungry.
I am gonna go with body odor. BO, yeah. Bad BO is the fucking worst smell to me.
Dude, I had these two girls that came in and ate maybe a month ago. Oh, they were big girls anyway, but dude, I can't even imagine how long it had been since they showered. You could smell it clear across the restaurant, and then having to be up next to them to take them their food or to take their order or whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, it was like nausea.
I
went to the back and threw up.
It's awful.
It was that bad.
I had to visit my brother-in-law today, and I questioned whether or not he bathes on a regular basis. It's absolutely disgusting.
Man, I hope he doesn't watch the show.
The gay one?
No.
Okay, I was like, dude, fucked up. You're trying to hook me up with...
That's the uncle. That's the gay uncle. Okay. No, brother-in-law, it would be an absolutely worthless human being.
That'd be a bunkle.
Possibly doesn't shower.
Yeah.
Okay. Mike, you get to make your pick. What do you got?
I don't want to take...
Go ahead. I got plenty. Do whatever you got to do.
I can't just say the word by itself because some of them are wonderful. So I'll just say gross vagina.
Stinky snatch.
Yep, the kind that gets in your seats and you have to power wash the inside of your car.
My answer is gross vagina. So make sure that you write that on the thing and don't write some made up thing that I didn't say.
Stinky snatch?
Yes.
Why not?
Because I don't, people won't vote for stinky snatch.
They'll vote for gross vagina. Gross
vagina, yes.
Speaking of gross vagina.
Yeah, what?
Tell us your story, man.
Tell us your story, Mike.
Well, you, when we were outside, Scotty said period blood was one of the worst smells. And my response was, I don't think it smells different than any regular blood. I was like, but it tastes. Because we were at a party, and me and my girlfriend at the time were in my friend's sister's bed, and it was just pure darkness in the room, and I just went down on her and didn't even think about it, and we didn't realize until I got up and went to the bathroom, and I turned on the light in the bathroom, and it was just like clown makeup, basically, and like in between each tooth and shit, like... It was fucking gross, man.
He looked like the It guy.
And then I went back into the room, and at this point, she had the light on in the room and was like, oh, no. And I was like, let's just make the bed and get out of here. And she was like, no. She did laundry in the middle of the night.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that was...
That wasn't the worst part of the story, man.
What was the worst part?
When you said you had it in between your teeth.
Right.
He said that.
He did.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was, and it was it like I.
Oh, it looked like he'd been eating spaghetti without a fucking fork, just face first,
just drinking spaghetti.
Oh god damn it!
Oh, that's fucking disgusting.
Oh,
all right,
but not on my list.
Not on my list. It wasn't as bad as you think.
Oh shit, that's fucking funny. All right, JP. Now, while you're in the mood of absolutely disgusting stuff, what are your two worst smells?
I'm going to go with dog farts.
Oh.
Dog farts are the worst, dude.
Dog farts are pretty
bad. Oh, they're fucking bad.
They're bad, but you love them.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You love the dog, but that's no. And baby shit.
Oh, yeah, that does. It's
God.
It does, because it smells like a mix between
fucking
shit
awful,
and like
dude.
Baby
and
powder.
It's just fucking awful. Baby shit is... I've thrown up more than I care to say.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Jesus Christ. Do you have any other stories you can attach to a fucking pick?
God,
I have another smell story. Yeah.
Okay.
Me and my friend Josh got arrested for bashing mailboxes. I feel like I've told this story.
You have told that story.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So rotten eggs is definitely one of my answers.
Yep,
I had a full carton of eggs broken and thrown into the cab of my 86 Ford Ranger. And that thing smelled like farts for years. Yeah.
Somebody explain something to me.
What?
Because rotten eggs and deviled eggs smell exactly the same.
Not even close, man.
Oh,
they smell the exact
deviled
same.
Eggs. You just fucking leave deviled eggs alone.
No,
man.
Fuck them. That's a shitty fucking
snack.
Do you like egg salad?
Love it.
No. So you just don't like eggs that much.
I love scrambled eggs.
Okay.
I love eggs.
So you scrambled love eggs the with 5-year-old version of eggs.
100%.
All right.
Men never grow up. They just grow old. I'm 5. I act like I'm 5.
Yeah, I would eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with Guy's barbecue chips on it every day.
Yeah,
If I didn't think it would cause me an early demise.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to go with my next pick. I get 2 in a row. I'm going to go with spoiled milk.
God, that was one of mine.
That is fucking disgusting.
Yeah, it is.
It never goes away, man. It takes away your appetite. You want to know how I know? Because one of my favorite things to eat when I'm editing this episode or these episodes at 2 o'clock in the morning
is almost rotten milk.
No, it's Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, did you put bad milk in?
It was so terrible. I was so hungry and I was so excited for Kraft macaroni and cheese. I put the butter in there and then I got milk. Didn't read the fucking expiration and poured You ruined it. Curdled milk.
Wasted all that time.
Oh, dude.
Oh, guess that's what? Horrible. Scotty that's didn't eat anything that night.
No.
Sure didn't.
Mm. Yeah, that's gross.
But I think, and this is my honest number one pick. If I could pick anything at all, this would be number one. This actually kept me from being an EMT for much longer than I was, and that is puke.
Yeah.
Vomit.
Yeah.
It, dude, vomit is the worst fucking smell ever. Somebody pukes, I'm going to puke. That's just the way it's going to work.
I remember I was drunk one time after a comedy show, just stumbling around, and I had, I'll tell the end of the story first, and then you'll infer the middle. Mm-hmm. I ended up puking, and this guy came into the bathroom, and he goes, "Smells like spaghetti in here." And it was because that's what I had for dinner.
Damn it.
But he said it like, "Hey, where's the spaghetti at?" And I was just like, "No, that's just my hot puke that you're smelling."
Yeah, face all in that spaghetti, yeah. Baby.
I couldn't even swish it. I had to floss.
I had to floss it out.
Oh, God damn it. No.
Oh, shit.
All right, whose turn is it?
It is yours, Mike. You get the next pick.
What were my first two answers?
Well, Stinky Snatch and Rotten Eggs.
You keep saying Stinky Snatch. I feel like you're not going to put the right answer on the thing.
I will. I go back and listen to it.
I only know this from myself, but... One of my answers is dirty dick.
Schmegma, if you will.
No, that's dirty dick. I talk about it on stage sometimes where I'm not gay or anything, but if somebody is like, "Hey, would you ever suck a dick?" I'm like, my first thought is, it's not a dirty dick, is it? Because definitely not then. Maybe one fresh out of the shower or whatever, but... No, like my...
You really don't want your first pitch to be Stinky Snatch and Dirty Dick as your third? How do you not want those as your first two or your first three picks?
What's that word called? Where the synonym or the words start with the same letter? Alliteration?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's Stinky Snatch. I don't know. Gross vagina still.
Okay. All right,
I'm not as strong on that now.
Okay, there you go.
I'm kind of on your side because, yeah, Dirty Dick is a...
Dick. That's what I'm saying. Stinky Snatch and Dirty Dick. Yeah, good pick there, Mike. JP, you get two in a row.
I'm going to go with Smegma.
Smegma?
How is that different than Dirty Dick?
I don't know.
Cheesy Dick.
Smegma is what makes a dick dirty.
No, I not only. So. Okay,
I think it's the same thing.
Right.
It absolutely is. That doesn't count.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, honestly, like, I've got it. I know a couple people that... Bad breath.
Oh, I'm going to go with bad breath. That was another one of mine that I was hoping would come back because that is awful.
Yeah.
That's fucking awful.
Rotten tooth smell.
Yeah.
That's what causes the bad breath.
I know. Yeah.
That's how
I know when I've been flossing often enough is when my floss doesn't fucking stink.
Yeah. You know, gingivitis is the number one cause of all tooth decay. All right, that's you got bad breath. What's your next pick?
Man, I got one more, but I don't want to do it to last.
I got one too, and I got one. I don't want y'all to get
really bad smell. Oh, I would say a rotting carcass.
Damn it! Yeah,
dead animal.
Yeah, yep. That's good.
Bad.
I was gonna say dead body, but dead animal is the same thing.
A dead animal body.
Same thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But that was one of mine too. Because if you ever have, like, we actually had to. Obviously, whenever somebody passes away, we always get called. I say we. I'm not an EMT anymore, so never mind. But when I was an EMT, I actually had to come in on a call, and that person had been dead for like 2 days.
Dude, it's awful.
Oh, it's awful.
It's life changing.
It is. It's fucking terrible.
All right,
Mike. One, you got two more. What's your next pick?
When I drive through a town that has a bunch of cows in it.
Oh, damn it.
And the whole fucking town smells.
Cattle pens.
Like shit. Yeah, it does. Garden City, Kansas, which is where I was born in. It's my hometown. Cattle pens.
Pig pens.
It's true. It does. It smells like money is what it smells like. That's what they say.
My grandma owned a bowling alley also.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big bowling family here. But she had some farmers come in one time and they had shit all over their shoes, and they came in and she told them to go back out and take their boots off and then come back in. And he goes, ma'am, that's money you're smelling.
That's exactly right.
And she goes, no, that's cow shit. And yeah, I don't want to smell it. Get out. Yeah.
All right, so you guys did not take my pick that I was hoping to come back. So thank you very much, because I get two in a row.
Is it bull semen?
Nope, it's okay. Inside of a porta potty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll take that.
Yeah, good one.
Now my last pick, I don't really know, because I'm weird and I mean, like the smell of certain things that a lot of people don't really like. So I don't want to pick any of that, because I think I've got a strong list.
Well, yeah, you should have a strong list. You're on fucking...
I'm the first
pick. Chat GPT.
Well, no.
Looking but the, up the bad first, smells.
Looking up
can't
smells.
Even come up with the your own fir- fucking no,
the first,
smells.
The first three, or actually all four of mine, I kind of picked. I just needed reminders.
What does that even mean?
Okay. Are you going to pick?
Yeah, I'm going to pick. I'm going to go with burnt hair.
Yeah, that's a bad one. It does smell. But
yep.
Yeah,
that is my final pick.
I would say that's a good pick, but I can't, because it's not that great.
Oh, it's good. But
it's fine.
It's good. It's okay. It smells terrible.
Okay.
Can my answer just be shit in general?
Well, that what do you think's inside of a porta potty?
Valid. Okay. So not shit.
Yeah. Because I kind of stole it with that one.
Well, mine's kind of I mean, I'm using mine whether you like it or not.
Oh, well, we'll see.
We'll see about that.
I'll fucking storm out of here.
All right. So
there's one obvious pick, but
body odor. We've passed.
Yeah, no. There's one that's an obvious pick, but I can't pick it because of something.
I don't want to say all pee, but maybe like old pee.
That's stale urine was another pick of mine. Yeah.
Oh, you already picked it?
No. You could definitely take that one. That was on my list. That was like on my short list. Stale urine.
I don't want it to say stale urine.
Okay, well, we'll just say old urine.
Old pee.
Okay, old pee. Okay, I'll go with old pee for Mike.
Old pee for the win.
So that's pretty much any time you pee regularly, JP.
Yeah.
It's an old pee.
No, but not like pee in a toilet, but like if somebody pees on a carpet or something, you know, and like a dog, I guess, but also a person. Yeah. I peed on a dog once at a party.
Good deal.
Of course you did.
Just because I was, that's why I don't drink, because I'm an asshole, and I find funny things to do that are just more mean than funny. And I still to this day remember fucking, I'm not going to say his name, but he came into the, and he goes, who pissed on my fucking dog? And I was just quiet. I just stayed quiet.
What the fuck, Mike?
It walked right into the stream. I barely had to move.
Yeah. The dog had a fetish. It's JP's still fucking trying not to puke from the period.
Oh, the teeth.
So good. But what is your last pick, JP?
The cup from Two Girls, One Cup.
Yeah, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, I'll allow it.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so there is one that we did not. Yeah, I know, JP.
Good attempt, buddy. Good attempt.
Good attempt. I don't know. I kind of like Mike's list too.
What's the one obvious one that nobody picked?
Skunks.
Yeah, but
I saw skunks on your list, and I love the smell of skunk. It smells like good weed.
Okay. Oh,
anytime I smell a skunk,
it depends
just like,
on how close you are to the skunk smell.
Hold on. There is actually, this is dead. I'm dead ass serious about this. If you smell a skunk.
Oh, that's
skunk,
my answer. Dead ass.
Dead ass.
That was actually my answer.
It is. It's right up there. But no, anytime that you're driving and you smell a skunk, somebody hits a skunk and you can smell it through your car, immediately don't think skunk, think coffee.
and then it'll smell like coffee.
100%. Yeah.
Wow.
It's really weird. Yeah. It's something that it's your brain
thing. Yeah.
And the other thing is if you're like sitting there going, Scotty, you're full of shit. I tried it and it doesn't work. There are actual very expensive coffees that they legitimately take the beans, and it's beans that have been shit out by other animals. It has an aroma. That's totally true. Hmm. But I'm not even kidding. If you smell a skunk, think coffee, and it will trick your brain into going, oh, that smells like coffee.
If you don't like the smell of coffee, you're fucked.
I don't drink coffee, but I love the smell of coffee. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, that is our draft for this week. Go to facebook.com/laughingonthesidelines and vote for the list that you like the most of the worst fucking smells on the face of the planet. Stinky Snatch is up there. You can also go to X, which is @LOTSidelines, and vote there as well. We sincerely do appreciate it. Thank you guys for doing that. But now we get to move on to my favorite part of every single episode. This is the Laughing on the Sidelines shitty situation of the week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is this week's Laughing on the Sidelines shitty situation, brought to you by some very nice people that invited us to their wedding.
Oh.
Another wedding invitation.
We got another wedding invite.
Yes, we did.
I really wanted to go to that last one, man.
I know you did.
You guys wouldn't do it.
I know.
I don't want to go to whatever it is, wherever.
So Sarah Jean Clements messaged us and invited us to
Now you want
to
go.
Her wedding. Uh-huh. Well, here's the thing. These two folks actually listen to our podcast together.
I love that.
Which I think is kind of funny. That's cool. Because normally, like, you have the guy. The guys always love our show, but the woman, I feel like, is just, like, drug through it. You know,
right.
It's like, holy fuck.
Babe, listen to this.
You got to listen to this. This is something really funny. Come on.
You love this gay dude.
Yeah, exactly. actually, that's probably why we got female listeners.
No, he's fine. He's gay.
He's gay. Oh, he's totally fine.
Honey.
But no, they invited us to their wedding, which is in August in Princeton, Texas, which we looked up from Wichita, Kansas, is 5.5 hours.
Oh.
And it's far enough out
that we don't have to go.
But I'm not going to rule it out yet.
Okay.
I'm not going to rule it out. But I did want to give them a shout out. Thank you guys very much.
Congratulations, even if we don't make it.
Yeah, that's really, really fucking awesome.
And if things don't work out, then
which
then
they
look
won't
me up.
Because marriage and love is all bullshit.
Yeah, you don't have to get married. You don't have to. But
that would be a fun, like, wedding night thing to do is get fucked by all of us.
Oh yeah, that's like what do they call that when the kings would do that?
Prima nocta.
Yeah, prima nocta. Yeah.
That's where the word fuck came from, according to some historians.
Oh, really?
Because they would write on the door that they were fornicating under the consent of the king.
Oh.
And over the years, they just were like, fuck. Just wrote the acronym. Listen, I don't know.
Look at this guy.
Look at this dude.
I don't even know if that's true. That's just something I heard somewhere once.
If it is true,
that's pretty I'm good.
Smart. That's pretty fucking
I'm smart.
Good.
And if it's not true,
I'm still kind of smart. Yeah,
that's cool.
Just not in that category.
Yeah. That's fucking awesome. At the fornication under the consent of the king. That's the most used word everywhere. So yeah, that's awesome. All right, but this week's Laughing on the Sidelines shitty situation is would you rather every time you have to take a shit you have to take it in a public porta potty, or every time you go down on your girlfriend she is on her period? JP, you have to answer this as if you were a straight guy.
Well, then I'm going porta potty. Still. All day long. I know. I'm not going to like it. Don't get me wrong. It's not something I want to fucking do. But yeah, I still got to go porta potty. I got to. I can't even imagine.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, here's my
stomach is literally
Mike
turning.
I know, Mike, you get to answer last because you actually have experience in
both
of these categories. So I can tell you right now, there have been a couple of times to where I was doing the dirty and my wife, who we thought was not on her period and ended up being on her period, and it is not a good experience.
However,
Nope, there's no however. It's not a good experience. So I'm shitting in porta potties, dog.
All day.
I'm taking headphones. I'm watching YouTube. I don't care what it takes, dude. I'll bring nose plugs.
I won't breathe for 5 minutes. I'm fine with that.
Well, if you've got that commitment, then you might as well just go down on the girl.
Plus, I love eating pussy. And if that happened, I wouldn't ever want to do it again.
I don't even like eating tuna fish.
Oh, man.
That's why my answer is so simple. I will comfortably shit at home and just never go down on my girlfriend.
Oh, no, problem solved.
Yeah.
No.
That's a good answer.
No, that's such a horrible thing.
It's a cop out, but it's a good answer.
You will never get married. Ever.
Dude, I'm 42 and single. Do you think I've got them lining up for me or anything?
I mean, maybe. With the popularity that this podcast is getting, you might. I was just
getting ready to say, you're about to witness.
You're going
to
start getting recognized in public places and people taking pictures with you and all kinds of shit. It's going to be fucking amazing.
Chicks rubbing their boobs on me and stuff.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right, fine. I'll go down on her.
All right, fine. All right.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was an excellent episode. Thank you guys for participating in Monday Friday. It's always fun whenever we can include you guys in the show. And, you know, the whole point about that is me and JP are going to try to look for some newer people to select if we get some good suggestions. So if we haven't picked your stuff before, it's not
keep,
that.
Keep submitting.
Submit new shit. If you've submitted the same thing like 4 or 5 times and still haven't got
then
picked.
Then you're a moron.
And it's not that good.
Yeah, so keep submitting. Just, you know, don't be a fucking idiot.
Right. But thank you guys very much. We do appreciate it, and we love having you guys be a part of the show. That's always really important. And as we always like to say, guys, do us a favor. If you like us, tell your friends, but if you don't like us...
We hope that everybody you talk to, their breath smells like period blood.
Oh, my God. Shit. If you don't like us, tell your enemies. And until next time, guys...
Choosy moms, choose Jeff.
Until next time, keep laughing, assholes. We will see y'all later. Take care.
Bye.